Good morning. I am Pastor Teresa Peters, and today is the ninth day of Christmas, January 2nd, 2024. Our lesson for today is from Revelation 19, verses 11 to 16. Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like flames of fire, and on his head are many diadems. And he has a name written that no one knows but himself. He is clothed in a robe dripped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, were following him on white horses. And from his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of the God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. What kind of king is this? Having just celebrated Christmas, we know that this king was born in a stable, to a teenage unmarried mother, and slept in a feeding trough for animals. He would grow up to work as a carpenter, to teach in villages and on beaches. He walked humbly and sought to serve others. He even chose to ride on a donkey. This is the king who had a crown of thorns placed on his head and who died nailed to a cross. When we reflect on this king, it certainly does not ring true of an earthly king. Yet in today's text, Christ appears on a white horse as the victor, as the triumphant king, with diadems or royal crowns on his head, and wearing a robe dripped in blood. From his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down nations. He has armies arrayed in fine white linen following him. The once derided Christ reveals himself as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, having divine power and glory for all eternity. This is a sharp contrast, isn't it? In theology, we often say that Christianity is comprised of a series of both-and concepts. Most notably, that Jesus Christ is both fully human and fully divine. I believe that the both and also implies to the embodiment of who Jesus Christ is. He is the loving King who humbles himself to love you and me, and he is the conquering victor who has won eternal life for us all. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Christ Jesus, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you for being a humble servant and caring for us. Thank you also for being that conquering King who has freed us from sin, death, and the devil, so that we may have everlasting life with you for all of eternity. Amen.